Wednesday, September 26th, and this is Journal Sentinel Delivered, a look at today's top stories from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The educational achievement gap between black students and white students in Wisconsin continues to be the worst in the nation. The average reading ability for 4th and 8th grade black students from Wisconsin is the lowest of any state. That is among the facts released Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Education, which announced the latest results from a long-standing federal program called the National Assessment of Education Progress. That's the closest thing to a nationwide standardized testing program for reading and math ability. Nearly 5 years after he left office, former Governor Scott McCollum has yet to see a single brushstroke applied to creating his official portrait. As the only former Wisconsin governor whose likeness has not been preserved for future generations, McCollum has decided to pay for the painting himself, using $8,000 left over from his campaign fund. The Fonz may soon be part of our downtown landscape, immortalized in a life-size bronze sculpture that city tourism leaders hope will draw visitors. The Fonz, of course, is Arthur Fonzarelli, the character from the long-running TV show Happy Days. The show was set in a nostalgic version of Milwaukee during the late 1950s and early 1960s. A nonprofit group called Visit Milwaukee, which promotes the city as a tourism and convention destination, is leading an effort to raise $85,000 to commission the statue. The statue would likely be located in the former Marine Bank Plaza, now known as Chase Plaza, near East Wisconsin Avenue and North Water Street. The group has already raised $45,000 and hopes to unveil the bronze funds sometime in 2008. African Americans and Hispanics convicted of drug trafficking in Wisconsin are more likely to wind up in prison than white drug dealers, according to a report by the State Sentencing Commission. Compared with whites, Hispanics are 2.5 times more likely to be imprisoned, while blacks are nearly twice as likely to end up behind bars for dealing drugs. The data also showed that drug traffickers from Milwaukee, regardless of race, were more likely to go to prison than those convicted of the crime elsewhere in the state, perhaps because Milwaukee's courts do not offer drug treatment as an option, as do other jurisdictions. In features and entertainment news, the Skylight has had to postpone Nine the Musical, which had been set to run next May and June at the Broadway Theater Center. The Skylight, which until recently was known as the Skylight Opera Theater, will instead present the Spitfire Grill. William Tyson, the Skylight's artistic director, said that the publisher of Nine the Musical, which is based on the Fellini film Eight and a Half, is revising the production and has pulled the work from circulation. Spunky the Weather Dog, the last animal to be a regular part of Milwaukee's TV weather forecast, died Saturday. He was 14. Scott Steele, who now does weekend weather on Channel 4, made Spunky, a Boston Terrier, a part of his Channel 6 morning weathercasts. He used to dress a picture of the dog in weather-appropriate clothing each morning in a segment called What's Spunky Sportin'? But the on-air partnership ended when Steele left Channel 6 5 years ago. Since then, Spunky has been living in retirement. In sports, Prince Fielder hit 2 home runs to become the youngest player in Major League history to reach 50 homers in a season as the Milwaukee Brewers whipped the St. Louis Cardinals 9-1 at Miller Park on Tuesday night. Ricky Weeks led off the game for the Brewers with his 13th homer of the season. The Brewers are now within 2 games of the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. The Cubs lost 4-2 to the Florida Marlins and fell to 83-74. With their second rout of the Cardinals in as many nights, the Brewers improved to 81-76. Both teams have 5 games to play. Brewers owner Mark Attanasio has confirmed that manager Ned Yost's job is secure for 2008. Yost has drawn fire from critics and disgruntled fans after the Brewers blew an 8.5-game lead in the National League Central earlier this year. Today's weather will be mostly sunny, cooler, and less humid with a high of 67. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 52 lakefront and 47 inland. For these headlines and updated news throughout the day, check in with NewsWatch and JSOnline.com. This is Kay Nolan, and thank you for listening to Journal Sentinel Delivered.
Subscribe to Home Delivery of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and receive a special podcast listener subscription offer. To learn more, call 1-800-759-NEWS and mention the podcast offer, or go online at jsonline.com/offers and enter the offer code PODCAST. Hurry, this offer won't last long.